In a society where women are valued solely for their ability to bear sons and make advantageous marriages, Malin faces a horrifying future. Her father, hollowed by opium addiction and drowning in debt, has arranged her marriage to Master Zhu, a wealthy merchant whose public charm masks private brutality. When Malin secretly witnesses him savagely beating a servant girl for a minor transgression, the reality of her fate crystallizes. "I was smiling at the papers, the way one smiles at the gallows," she reflects, studying her marriage contract's elegant calligraphy that spells out her imprisonment. Death begins to seem preferable to a lifetime under such a man's control. But a chance encounter with Prince Liu Sky reveals another possibility, one that requires Malin to remake herself entirely. Unlike the traditional Mulan tale driven by filial piety, Malin's motivation springs from fierce self-preservation and raw ambition. "I don't want to just survive. I want to be the best." Disguised as Ren, her father's illegitimate son, Malin navigates a world where her existence violates every rule. The psychological strain of maintaining her identity exceeds the physical demands of military training. When Lieutenant Fang's armlet disappears and everyone must strip for inspection, Malin falsely confesses to avoid exposure. The resulting flogging preserves her secret but highlights her impossible daily choices. Talkative Sparrow becomes both cover and genuine friend, while Prince Sky becomes an ally after discovering her practicing alone. Yet despite these connections, Malin carries the burden of deception. "Despite having friends now, I knew I must continue to hide who I truly was to protect my hard-won sense of belonging." Malin discovers she possesses forbidden spirit power connected to her mother's jade pendant, a woman dismissed as mad. Through dreams, she connects with Qinglong, a sea dragon feeding on greed and ambition. This forces Malin to question whether her mother was truly insane or possessed abilities society feared. When her emotions surge during training, her powers manifest violently, exploding water buckets. Later, confronting a drunken soldier named Red, her anger triggers another surge. "Water from a puddle encircled his throat as the dragon urged me to compel him." After forcing Red to forget and leave, Malin vomits, seeing her veins turned black, evidence of how the power corrupts through negative emotions. The personal struggle unfolds against a larger conflict between the three kingdoms, where supernatural forces shape political outcomes. Chancellor Sima of Shiming possesses a jade seal connected to Zhuge, the vermilion bird spirit that feeds on vengeance. His unnatural powers manifest as inexplicable wildfires that burn even through rainfall, devastating villages and armies alike. When Malin witnesses burned villages and terrified survivors, the human cost becomes painfully clear. The political landscape grows more complicated with Prince Lei of Shiming, who captures Malin after she retrieves a jade piece from the sea. Initially appearing as a cruel enemy, Lei gradually reveals complex motivations, opposing his father's war and working secretly to destroy the Phoenix Seal. "I don't believe power should be concentrated in the hands of a few," he admits during a private conversation, revealing political ideals that contradict his apparent role. His traumatic past, watching his mother's execution ordered by his own father, adds depth to his character and complicates Malin's understanding of the conflict. The war storyline culminates at Mount Fuxi, where Malin faces Chancellor Sima in supernatural combat, a struggle between different philosophies of power. Malin navigates impossible contradictions in her relationships. With Prince Liu Sky, she moves from student to potential lover, finding rare understanding. When he proposes marriage after the war, she feels touched yet conflicted, unable to envision returning to conventional womanhood. Her connection with enemy Prince Lei grows more complex during her captivity. Their dynamic intensifies when Lei reveals he knows her true identity, creating a stark power imbalance. Later, when he kisses her, Malin finds herself melting, questioning how I can enjoy his touch when so much is at stake, an attraction defying simple categorization. The most painful betrayal comes after defeating Chancellor Seema, when comrades Tau and Sparrow expose her gender. The warlord then presents an impossible choice: live confined as a proper woman or face imprisonment. Choosing prison, Mei-Lin realizes everyone saw this coming except me. The supernatural elements aren't merely decorative, they form an integral part of the world's metaphysics. Each spirit embodies specific traits. Qinglong feeds on greed and ambition, while Zhukui thrives on vengeance. These characteristics influence their human hosts, gradually corrupting them. The jade seals serve as physical connections between spirits and humans, and Mei-Lin learns that a seal can only be unmade by its wielder, and destroying a seal kills its host. This metaphysical system creates moral complexity beyond simple good versus evil. The spirits aren't inherently malevolent, but represent natural forces that become destructive when wielded by humans. The spirit world also connects to cultural practices. In Anlai, spirit mediums face execution, while Ziming maintains state-funded collections of spirit power texts. This difference reflects contrasting philosophies toward power. Anlai fears and suppresses it, while Ziming seeks to harness it regardless of consequences. During her final confrontation with Seema, Mei-Lin appeals not to nobility, but to the boy he once was before corruption, recognizing the humanity beneath supernatural influence. When Seema ultimately destroys his seal and himself with it, he demonstrates that human will can triumph over spiritual corruption. The Night Ends with Fire explores the paradoxical relationship between power and freedom. Mei-Lin's journey from arranged marriage to military service trades one constraint for another. Days blur into weeks as training continues, with individuality condemned and differences purged. Her supernatural abilities offer tremendous power, yet threaten her autonomy as the dragon's voice pushes her toward domination. Even in captivity under Prince Lei, with iron manacles dampening her abilities, she discovers influence through manipulation and strategic thinking. The novel repeatedly questions whether true freedom exists in a world of hierarchies, as Mei-Lin wonders whether true freedom exists amid our duties to family, emperor, and society. History often erases women who refuse their assigned roles or transforms them into cautionary tales. Unlike the traditional Mulan legend where the warrior returns to conventional womanhood, Mei-Lin's defiance challenges female erasure. Her journey also rehabilitates her mother's reputation, initially dismissed as mad, but revealed to possess genuine supernatural abilities, mirroring larger questions about whose perspectives history deems credible. Despite helping win the war, Mei-Lin faces imprisonment specifically for refusing to return to conventional womanhood. Yet even imprisoned, her vow never to relent resonates beyond her cell, reminding us that true power lies in refusing to become less than who we are.